You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on support for this podcast.
So I was not going to do engage in the Facebook birthday scenario. And I came back from my trip and there was some real ugliness online.
Oh. Yeah. Everybody loves Facebook birthdays, but enjoying all of that Facebook birthday love can come with a hidden cost. Today on the podcast, we speak to Garrett Gardens, a 46-year-old man from Iowa who experienced firsthand the dark underbelly of Facebook birthday love. He'll share his thoughts on proper birthday love etiquette and why coral lipstick is the quickest way to catch a criminal.
Whoever it was, sure. Not going to throw any relatives under the bus, wink, 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 wink. But whoever it was had not only coral lipstick at their disposal, but a Sharpie and wrote on my forehead, "This is the guy."
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here with Garrett Gardens.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you're here to talk to us about a pretty interesting 21st century phenomenon, which is the celebration of birthdays experienced through Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be such a wonderful thing. You know, you see all the love and the comments from people you know and love and people you don't really remember. And
right,
they have to look them up and like, how do I know this person?
So for people who are unaware, I don't really know who those people would be at this point.
At this point.
Yeah. Maybe really old people or really young people or off the grid kind of people.
Yeah.
Or people who pretend that they don't know. Anyway, can you explain just what it's like to have a birthday on Facebook and what happens, what goes on?
Well, you know, when you first sign up for your profile, you enter your birthday. So presumably Facebook just remembers that. And so when it comes back, you know, the next year and the next year, your friends, you know, not your friends like from the real world, but your friends from online know this or see this or are told this, and they can wish you a greeting. They can wish you a birthday greeting.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you take us back? So something kind of eventful happened. Was this your most recent birthday?
Yeah. Yes, this was my most recent birthday. And something eventful and not so good, unfortunately.
Oh.
You know, I just, in years past, I've really gone out of my way to respond to every birthday comment. You know, a couple years back, I can think of one event. I can read it off to you.
Of course.
My friend Liam, and I should use that term lightly because I don't really know him. He's like an acquaintance. He's a friend of a friend. He just commented HBD on my page, which stands for happy birthday.
Right,
it's like lowercase, didn't even,
lowercase.
Yeah, didn't even do the shift or whatever.
I pictured uppercase.
Well, that reads to me as more like, enthusiastic.
Yeah.
But lowercase is just, you know, it was offhanded. But I was like, well, it was nice of him to remember that, you know, we met through mutual friends at the bar once. So I wrote back and I said, hey, Liam, thank you so much for the greeting. I really appreciate you thinking of me on my birthday, period. I hope that you're getting better after your knee injury, because the last time I saw him, he was on crutches, which he probably is, because that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, well, yeah, let's hope.
So thank you so much, and I hope I run into you again, period. Thanks again for the wishes, period.
Wow.
And then a thumbs up.
Oh,
So that, you know, that takes a lot of time. If you get 200 of those, that's like a full day of...
Wow. You get around 200 happy birthday posts?
Yeah. I don't want to like brag, but yeah, it's like 200 about like that. My commenting like that continued for a long, long time, for years and years of being on Facebook. Wow. And then last year, I just decided, okay, I'm going to just do one blanket thank you because this is taking a lot of my time and, you know, I want to enjoy some of my birthday. And like, you know, in years past, I had canceled plans so I could make sure to get back to everybody, right? Because, you know, you want to get back.
So you just spend your birthday sitting at home on your computer.
Yeah, maybe like a piece of cake in hand, but yeah, it's like a full-time job. It really is.
Yeah.
So last year, I did a blanket thank you to everyone, and I just said, thank you, all my friends, for thinking of me. Wow, exclamation mark, all this love.
And then what happened this year?
Well, to get right into it, I decided that I really wanted to have a me day, and I wanted to have an unplug day.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go see the ocean.
Oh.
And I wanted to drive there.
Wow.
And I live in Iowa, so that was going to take a while. I wanted to leave adequate time to get there. So I was not going to engage in the Facebook birthday scenario. And I came back from my trip, and there was some real ugliness online.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple of people who had sort of disparaging things to say, or a friend of mine passively, aggressively wrote something on her page that was like, it's so much nicer when my friends thank me for their for the birthday love rather than not saying anything in response.
Wow.
And I knew that was about me because she tagged me afterwards.
Well,
at Garrett Gardens.
No question there.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It was very pointed. First, it was very unspecific, and then it got very specific.
Have any of your friends talked to you about this in person, or has this feedback all been through Facebook as well?
I've gotten like some scowls, but no, I think they're more happy to hide behind the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Sad
Although
as it may be.
They're hiding, and yet they're not totally anonymous because they are your Facebook friends.
Right. I have their name and their photograph.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Did you get any private messages?
I did. Unfortunately, my parents were extremely upset.
Oh.
And I forgot that, you know, they like a response in the form of a phone call and an email or a text and online. Like, they want me to advertise the support.
Well, did you speak to your parents off of Facebook for your birthday?
They're not picking up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't have children, but if I am so lucky to have them, if they didn't call me back on their birthday, I would feel really... hurt.
Well, you should meet my mom and dad because they're really on the same page as you.
Really?
Where that's concerned, for sure.
Well, especially, really. You know, growing up in Iowa, I'm sure it's kind of like farm the land, have supernatural experiences in baseball settings, talk to your children on their birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't know what else
repress,
you do.
Repress, repress, repress.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. All that.
But your birthday could be the one time where you do express, you say, happy birthday. I'm happy that you were born. Mm. That's probably as close to hearing I love you as... Did your parents tell you that they loved you?
It wasn't an I love you. It was more like, that'll do.
Sure. Does your dad wear suspenders?
All the time. How'd you know?
Oh.
It's just this image you concocted of Iowa. But it is. It's true.
I've seen Field of Dreams, so I think I pretty much get it.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by What I Wasn't Allowed to Do for Love, a new memoir by Evan, 26, Ad Sales, a first-night rejected suitor from The Bachelorette. Evan recounts his harrowing tale of unpacking 6 weeks' worth of J.Crew menswear back into his dresser only 2 short days after leaving for the Bachelor Mansion. He details all of the buildings he assumed he'd be rappelling off of for love, the 13-hour days spent kicking it poolside with his new bros, the candlelit dinners not eaten, shared with his future ex-girlfriend, and the zero trips to a tropical location with a designated night for sex with his shared temporary lover. Further, Evan details all of the Instagram endorsements he was counting on to take his future life as a Las Vegas club promoter and podcaster to the next level. The Huffington Post calls it one of the most unintentionally funny books published in years. And Chris Harrison says, I'm impressed one of our contestants could spend enough time away from the gym to write a book. Buy online at evan26adsalesmemoir.com or wherever not fine books are sold.
So your parents obviously were very upset.
Yeah, but not as upset as my grandma.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
So Grandma Nan, you know, 85 if she's a day. It's from Sicily. Very sweet.
Oh.
Very sweet older woman.
Very Bridges of Madison County, your
very
family
much,
history.
Yes. Wow. In fact, I often wonder, you know.
Is your Grandma Nan on Facebook?
She is. She is. And, you know, she's so cute. When she first joined, she would do things like, she'd just type, "nice to run into you," but post it on her wall.
Oh, Grandma Nan.
I know. So cute. Probably the biggest fallout to come from this was... you know, I got back from my trip a couple days later, and I go on Facebook, and there's a comment from her that's really, really long. And she's like, "Oh, what the fuck, you fucking cocksucker. What the fuck are you? Do you think you're doing fucking not responding?" I'm just reading her words, not responding to my fucking birthday message. "Happy fucking birthday, asshole." I know.
It takes my breath away.
Yeah.
Why would she speak to you that way?
I think she was really upset.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and unfortunately, the fallout to that, as you probably know, was the Huffington Post article that, like, watch this dumbass get schooled by his grandma. I couldn't
that
even.
That was.
Yeah, that was me.
That's actually how we kind of found you.
Yeah.
Because that article, it was stunning.
It was,
Not in a beautiful way, just, you know, you're stunned by it.
I thought it was, like, really poorly written, you know, but yeah.
Mariska Hargitay wrote that piece in the Huffington Post.
I think it's the same one. I assume. It can't be that common of a name. It could be, yeah.
Perhaps. Did you hear from anybody who, on the flip side, understood your position and applauded you for what you had done?
I did. My childhood friend, Louise Lisa, she's just sent me a message like, "Oh, isn't this exasperating?" And also, "Can you return my poncho?" I had borrowed her poncho.
Oh.
So I don't know if it was an effort to make me feel better, or she just used making me feel better as like a excuse to ask for her belongings back. But, you know, not entirely unfounded. I'd held on to that poncho for a long, long time.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to kill him with kindness, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of say, "I know where you're coming from.
Sorry where you're going, what you're going through, and can I have my poncho back?
That was actually the alternate title to Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No. Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, as I understand, this affected your friendship with one very important person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us that story, where your friendship is at these days and if it's recovered?
I mean, it's an important friendship just to get through my day, which is a kid I went to grade school with is now the checkout person at the one line at our local grocery store.
Oh.
And he was really offended. I mean, almost more than anybody else, in the way that it was like truly saddened that he didn't get thanked for it. Yeah. And so he will not check me out. So eating has gotten harder.
Whoa. Wow. So you go up to the checkout line.
Yeah.
And he just
stands there. Just stands there, and it's a look of such sadness.
And have you apologized?
No.
Oh. Do you think
so? I should think about that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we're talking about this, actually, because that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Could try.
Huh.
I just look at him like, Oh, are you gonna, yeah. You gonna help me out here, or
right?
Am I gonna have to go to the Polynesian restaurant again?
Yeah.
I don't.
It sounds like you've. That's what other option do you have?
None.
Do you have your own chickens or something?
That's a stereotype.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So just to clarify, mm-hmm. all of this happened, and your reaction has not. You've just kind of gone silent.
You radio silent.
Sure. You have not done a belated thank you post.
Well, when the Huffington Post article came out, I did repost that with a sort of self-deprecating caption, like, sometimes the joke's on you.
Okay.
Eye-rolly, you know, face.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get any likes on that?
No. I got a couple of those angry faces.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what's with the outrage? I mean, the ship has sailed.
Sounds like your friends need to lighten up a little bit.
They do. It's dark this time of year, mm-hmm. literally.
Sure.
So I think it's partly that. Partly yeah. that.
Okay. Let's talk about birthday etiquette in general. Mm. Now, for your closest friends, I can understand, you know, the whole world can wish you a happy birthday on Facebook. I mean, friends, people you kind of know, people you don't even remember how you know them. But for your actual good friends, is it enough for them to just wish you a happy birthday on Facebook? I'm kind of asking this as a loaded question, but what do you think is the proper way to hear from your close friends on your birthday?
Well, I guess to me it doesn't matter a ton, but I think to other people it's really separate. It's like mm-hmm. you have to do the in-person or the phone call text situation that's mm-hmm. like private, and then you also have to do the version that's like advertising,
mm-hmm.
you know, broadcasting how
right.
much you are friends with this person or whatever. I regret what I did if I didn't make that perfectly clear. Like, yes,
oh, okay.
people bothered to write me. I should write back.
Now, do you think it's enough to just to do the thumbs up, the liking of each post, or do you think you have to write a message?
Well, I was thinking that might be a good strategy for next year, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. if I still have any Facebook friends left.
Sure.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Charles Schwab. What exactly is a mortgage? You've heard the word refinance, but what does it mean? Index fund? Roth IRA? None of these words compute. And why? Because finance. Well, worry no more. Introducing Charles Schwab, the first financial advisory company geared specifically for the person with a BFA in acting. You've done avant-garde plays downtown, a workshop where you used your mask training, and last fall, you even took a class at UCB. You've been so busy during your 20s and early 30s trying to make it that you haven't had a moment to think about your future finances. And to boot, you haven't taken a math class since high school. Your parents warned you, but you had to follow your dreams. The advisors at Charles Schwab get you and are here to help you understand words and terms in a way that makes sense to your artist self, so you don't feel ashamed of your complete lack of understanding. That's because the advisors at Charles Schwab are all ex-actors who had the foresight to quit the business and get a degree that could actually benefit them, an MBA. When you sit down with a Charles Schwab advisor, they'll help steer your finances in the stage right direction because they've been in your dance shoes before. At Charles Schwab, there are truly no dumb questions, only a 5-6-7-8 goal plan to help you achieve your financial potential. And the cost? Just a slight percentage of your yearly salary, which means you won't pay much at all because you're broke. Charles Schwab, planning the moments after so you can focus on your moment before.
What's your Facebook general, your activity on Facebook like? How often are you on it? What do you mostly use it for?
I love filling in all the personal details of myself, even if there aren't a lot, you know?
Oh.
Just like in a relationship with, single.
Oh.
I love talking about like where all the schools I went to, all the sports I don't play, and the instruments I sometimes think I should learn.
Oh.
I think that's fun. I like filling in those details.
Yeah. And there's nothing dangerous or unsafe about putting as much personal information on Facebook as possible.
Well, I suppose, you know, at some point something might happen where our stuff is taken, but I don't see how that's too different from when I was robbed.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I came home, this is very recently, and, you know, all the stuffing was ripped out of my couch.
What?
And out of my stuffed dog.
Oh, a taxidermied dog? Or
yes,
a...
yes, oh. Full taxidermied. It was expensive, too. It was jerks.
Whoa.
And on my wall was written in coral lipstick, I think.
Oh.
You better thank me next year, bitch. And I'm not going to say that was Grandma Nan, but I'm not going to say it wasn't.
That's upsetting. But she is Sicilian, you said, so kind of expected.
Hey, don't you do this. Yeah.
Now, experiencing everything you've gone through, are you aware of any support groups for people who've experienced similar kind of, I don't know if I'd call it online bullying, but kind of a traumatic experience seems to have occurred just because you simply didn't thank people for all the birthday love?
My local high school has an anti-bullying after-school class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 46, but I thought it might be the place for me to go.
Yeah.
So I came in, and unfortunately that day I was wearing sunglasses and a trench coat. So they did ask me to leave, but I tried. I tried.
Sure.
I tried to get some counseling, some free therapy.
The trench coat, is that just a coat you enjoy the style of?
I love the way it feels against me when I'm naked. So, yeah. And you could say the style too, I guess.
Sure. Well, it's kind of like a dress and a coat.
Mm-hmm.
Not to emasculate you. But...
Oh, no. Do it.
So after all of this happened, after you were turned down from the high school support group, which, you know, makes sense.
Absolutely. I get it.
Did you ever consider deactivating your Facebook account?
No.
Oh.
Ah! No way.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, to think about that, it's like having a limb removed.
Mm.
I love Facebook. I love quizzes. I love seeing what my high school friends had for dinner.
Yeah.
I love seeing, you know, they don't have pictures of themselves, but they have pictures of their kids and their profile. I think that's fun. That's real fun.
Yeah. I think it kind of starts with you have your own picture. Then when you're in a relationship, you have a picture with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you have kids, it's your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't – it's healthy because it shows that you no longer – you put your children first. You completely lose your own identity. And that is the key to successful parenting now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get recognized around town as the guy who forgot to thank everyone for the birthday love?
I didn't until I should have mentioned when my house was robbed.
Yeah.
I was there and just passed out.
Oh.
Alcohol, Benadryl,
oh.
Xanax. It takes a lot to get me down, but when I'm down, I'm down. And there was this scamp with a Sharpie did write on
my... The scamp?
This, whoever it was, I'm not going to blame.
What's a scamp?
It's like a shrimp, but like a shrimp who's mean and breaks in or does something, you know, to that effect, something evil.
Oh.
So this, whoever it was,
sure.
Not going to throw any relatives under the bus, wink, 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 wink. But whoever it was had not only coral lipstick at their disposal, but a Sharpie and wrote on my forehead, "This is the guy." And that's why I, in part, do think it might have been my grandma, because it was like written in like sort of phonetic Italian.
It was written in phonetic.
This is the guy. She added the
You
see what I mean?
What an interesting way to... Well, you know, sometimes when kids are learning how to write, it's like just sound it out.
Mm-hmm.
So for her.
Yeah, for her.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah. So I do get recognized after that.
Okay. Well, because the Sharpie was still on you couldn't wash it off all the way?
I didn't want to. It was like going to a concert. You want to preserve the memory.
Oh. Even though it was kind of a...
It's hard to explain. You know, my time with my grandma is probably limited. I want to...
Uh-huh.
Preserve what I got.
Listen, everyone's family dynamic is complicated, and I think that's in addition to the universality of a Facebook birthday, I think family and complicated family dynamics, that's something we can all relate to.
Yeah.
Even when it's just you and your husband. it gets complicated in ways that you never thought when mm-hmm. you were making your marriage vows. And
are you're referring to my grandma and her husband, or I just lost it for 1 second.
Oh, there. I'm so sorry. Yeah. No, I.
Oh, you meant you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. The old me.
Mm.
No, the me right now. The me who I want to be. I don't even know her yet.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
So welcome.
It's been a real pleasure. And I hope that it serves as a stark reminder to everyone on Facebook that if you have a precedent of thanking people on Facebook for all the birthday love, you best continue that, or else you could end up like Garrett Gardens of Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Since this interview, we ascertained that Garrett Gardens had another birthday and once again neglected to thank everyone for all of the Facebook birthday love. When asked how his grandma Nan reacted, Garrett said he didn't think she was bothered by it, but found it odd how the day after his birthday he found a rattlesnake in his mailbox. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening, and as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.